This is Bonnie Sandy, and as I see it, it's time for holiday 2013. As a creative industrial advocate, one of my jobs is to promote the sale and the shopping of locally handmade as a way of building economies. But in a practical sense, many of us often lose sight of exactly what that means. So first, we're going to address those who make things locally: artists, artisan, crafters, designers. For many, they're proud of what they do, and they have right to be. I know at least 1,000 such artists globally. Yet, I often can't, when asked, send or recommend them, because I have to remember who does what, remember the name of their brand, go looking for it, and send it. Case in point, in December, I'm expecting over 300 members of my family in New York for an event. I am sure not only will they be shopping for that event, they'll be shopping for gifts, but for those who are for the event itself, and for the holidays. So if we just, on a narrow margin, say that each person in attendance, each of those 300 people, will spend $100, and that's a very low estimate, we're looking at $30,000 that will be available for local businesses. If each of them within that season spend, which is more than likely, $300, that's $90,000 available for local businesses. Yet I cannot hand my friends, family, and colleagues a list of local merchants, local products, and what they do. Why? Because local merchants, local designers, artists, and artisans, and I will say it, are stuck on themselves. They make products and they believe that you will find them. Well, I know your name, and it's sometimes hard to remember your brand and to find you. So it was discussing this with another cousin of mine that I decided to do something about it. I've had a website which is excellent, and I had put it aside because it was one of my early developments and I no longer used it. I removed all the content and started afresh and built a website that's going to be a directory of products, services, and merchandise by local designers, not just in Brooklyn, New York, or the US, but globally. All a designer will have to do is sign up, send me the information, and I will take the time and pull it together. Not only will I distribute that list to the 300 members of my family, but my extended family and my 20,000 plus list developed over the years. I will also take the initiative and do a free online and digital media marketing campaign. And then in turn, ask those participating vendors to simply share one link that customers and consumers can search. Now, it won't be competition if that's your frame. If somebody is not going to buy your product, they're not going to buy your product. But what I've found, having run collectives, is that if someone has an idea and is leaning towards your product, and they can be pointed to something that complements that earring, that dress, that bag, they're more likely to buy the sale or get together with others and purchase that item for you. We're also going to make it searchable. So we're going to take the time and do the work so that it's organized so that it can be searched. And all you as an artist, designer, creative need to do is submit your information. I'm also going to do one step further. Everyone who signs up will be given, as I usually do with the collectives, a list of guidelines to help them. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to nurture you as we would, but at least we'll help you organize one or two of your items so that they are available. You'll need a sample, you'll need the availability, your times, etc. And for those who don't have websites, I'll even show you how to set up a website for free, how to embed a PayPal button link. Now, you can go to other platforms, etc. That's fine. But I'm going to be pushing your website, your name. So it's imperative you get a URL. And we'll show you how to do that. So the first step, before I can send out to my 20,000 plus list a call that they pledge to shop local this holiday season, I need you, the artist, designer, crafter, to submit your information to get this ready by the end of October so that as November 1st approaches, we're ready to start asking, promoting, and buying local. Thank you.